Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, I'll share for a few minutes. My prayer is that I wouldn't dilute anything we've already heard. So I think these are some important truths. I want to share a little bit about judging, just because it's been on my heart for some things I heard in the last week and some things I've been kind of working through in my own life. And it's interesting, I was kind of reflecting, knowing a little bit what Andrew was going to share, and going, man, there's just no connection. And admittedly, I hope there are different truths here we can pull out of, but there actually is a connection, because what is Jesus's first principle or teaching about judging others? Don't do it. Because if you want to abide in my mercy and enjoy the kindness and goodness of God, then we need to be extending that to others and treating others in that same way. But the warning is there that if we choose not to, if we let the enemy and our own fleshly nature bring thoughts and actions and attitudes into our heart that judge others, then the warning is there that we'll experience the severity of God and his discipline, and that same measure will be measured to us. So there is a connection. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. And I just want to share a couple of truths in this passage that we're applying to my life and I think are helpful. So Matthew 7 verse 1, do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under feet and turn and tear you to pieces. And then I'm going to continue, because it says, ask and will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? In everything, therefore, treat people the same way that you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. And I read both passages because when I was reflecting on this week, it was tying together in my mind. And because when Jesus shares this, he was talking about judging, then he went into prayer, but then he seems to almost loop back. And you could say that the verse 12 about in everything treat people the same way you want them to treat you is maybe a more broad application, talking about broadly what he said. But really, if you look back, it was anxiety and not worrying before that, and then some stuff about fasting. So I would say the most direct application of treating others the same way you want them to treat you actually could very directly apply to judging and those truths. And in the middle of that, he talks about prayer and receiving. And I was just thinking, like, in my life, as I desire to have an open channel to my Heavenly Father for praying and asking and knowing his goodness, I was tying that to saying, if I want that channel to be open, if I want to be able to pray and know that my Heavenly Father is listening, as I have burdens in my life about whatever they may be, I think some of mine are commonly in my, maybe for my kids or for people I love or about my work or whatever it may be, if I want to have an open channel and a line of communication to my Father where I receive of his goodness, where I am receiving of what I ask of him, then I think that correlates to how I am treating others. How, in particular, am I judging others? Am I putting a standard of measure on others that I wouldn't want applied to myself? And you can sort of see angle of this very clearly, and I'm not going to go there for the sake of time, but in 1 Peter, right, where it talks about husbands and wives. Husbands, live in an understanding way with your wife. Don't judge your wife. Because God has made her different than you. God has made her different than you. And there are aspects of your wife's character and the way God has created her that give her capacity to do things much better than myself. But also, with some of those ways that God has created her, she is not as capable as me in other areas. And I'm not just talking about physical strength. I'm even talking about ways in which we deal with things. Is that very nature that is so sensitive to the needs of the children and sensitive to emotional things, does that also perhaps make it more of a struggle not to be anxious? I'm going to throw that out there. Maybe it does. Am I going to judge her for being anxious? We don't want to be anxious. I'm not trying to excuse it. But am I going to judge my wife because she is more of a maybe tendency to be anxious? It's harder for her to overcome that than for me. Do I want to judge her for that? Well, if I'm going to judge her for that and hold her to a standard that that maybe I feel like is fair to me, well, I might find that my prayers are being hindered because I am judging unrighteously. I am not reflecting and understanding the differences in some of the character. And another way I was thinking about this is, there's elsewhere where in Corinthians is a verses about judging in there. I think it's 2 Corinthians, where Paul says not to judge. And he says there will come a time for judgment when Christ comes, and God will judge the thoughts and the motives of the heart. And so until that time comes, we should have nothing to do with seeking to judge or discern the thoughts and motives of people's hearts. And I bring that up because I'll just give a little example here. In my specific application, I was caught in a little scenario where I was given some instruction from someone I respect, and I didn't follow it perfectly, but then it got kind of messy afterwards and far beyond my doing. And in my mind, I was like, man, I'm just constantly tempted to think they're going to think I caused this whole mess and some of this challenge is because of me. And oh man, if they could just know. And in my mind, I've got this turmoil. I almost don't want to see them. And in the end, I was like, you know what? I'm actually, in a way, judging them because I'm assuming they're going to come to these wrong conclusions. I'm assuming they're going to look at this situation and come to a wrong conclusion about it. How much better it is if I actually assume, what does it say? Love hopes all things, believes all things. How much better is it if I look on that situation and go, you know what? Maybe they're not going to come to the wrong conclusion. Maybe they would do exactly what I would hope I would do, which is be slow to judge and not immediately assume that a challenge that's come is because of some one person's actions and they didn't do what they said or whatever the negative judgment be. Why don't I assume the best and assume that they'll maybe assume that or believe that, you know what, let's just leave this aside until we can get to the full clarity on it, or perhaps just assume that, you know what, probably didn't have to do with that. There could be other things happening here. And I just was like, you know what, if I extend that to them and also assume they're extending the same to me, like, I can just say, like, what peace there is. And I can say that even, like, the tension and the, I would almost say, perhaps some of the negative judgment, the God's discipline is gone. I'm now at rest. I'm not worried about seeing this brother again. And then the thought came, well, what if you're wrong? What if they are assuming the worst? What if they did come to the wrong conclusion? Well, you know what? So be it. Am I going to live in tension and anxiety until I see this person? Because of the risk of what if they did think that? No, I'd far rather extend mercy. I'd rather believe all things, hope all things, assume the best. And if the Lord allows it that it is otherwise, so be it. But I'll deal with that then. I don't need to be bearing that load or dealing with that now. Let it come when it comes. And the day God will give grace in that day to deal with it. And I just give that as one example. But it's for me, a way that I'm seeing how this judging wants to rob me, how the enemy is so, it's a subtle area. And if you look at it, even in the Romans with the book where Andrew is reading, after these exhortations that Paul gives and these instruction, Romans, I think it is 13 and 14, go right into not judging one another, not holding each other to standards that God isn't asking of other people. Each one of us each of us is a servant of God, and we'll stand or fall or be judged by God. We do not need to be judging one another. And in doing so, if we choose to do that, we end up putting ourselves in the place where we are going to experience the severity of God. If you look, what Andrew shared about God's holiness and judgment on sin, like, there's a few areas where God warns of it, but I guess what I'm trying to say is judging is one that we may not see as clearly, but it is one where God clearly says, I will treat it severely. If you look at the balance of the New Testament, I mean, there's probably at least a half a dozen times where there's warning about judging, and some severe warnings about judging. Severe warnings about judging. And we need to take that to heart and say, you know what? I want to experience God's goodness. When I pray, when I seek my Heavenly Father and ask Him for what is good, I don't want to have that interrupted or blocked in any way because I'm not treating others, or because I'm judging others and thereby finding myself under God's severity rather than His goodness. And I just would encourage you, and I'll just close with this. I was just listening to a message this week about it from a fellow who was talking about this topic, which is probably a little bit why it was on my heart, even though also because I was working through some of these other things. And he was saying, not only for yourself, but for your home. He's saying, what a blessing it is to have children grow up in a home where they do not hear parents sowing seeds of judgment, sowing seeds of looking down on others. And it can sound obvious that, oh no, I wouldn't want that in my home. I would never want my children to hear that from me. But it's so easy to do. The day-to-day life that we experience with one another, the day-to-day life we experience with family, there's so many scenarios that come where if we're not careful, if we just leave that vent open, not only can anger come out, but so can judgment. So can assumptions about people's motives. Stuff we don't know. Stuff that is hidden from us, but we just... Because the thing is, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. He is right there to hold our hand and welcome us with little tidbits that they even come into our head, and they can seem like knowledge. They can almost seem like wisdom. Like, oh, this is probably why they did that. Oh, I've got discernment. I've got some wisdom here. And you may actually be listening to the devil. You may actually be opening your heart up to the devil speaking into there and giving accusation, and you think it's discernment. You think it's wisdom. And then what's worse, we can actually give vent to that. We can actually share it with others. Our children can hear us speaking evil of others, speaking little judgments and little, and I'm not talking about broad where we sit there and tear someone down, but I just know it. I say this from my own heart and just, or from my own experience of knowing it's, we need to be on guard against this. But the flip side is also true. I think part of the reason I was blessed when thinking about these things is because of the small blessing I came into, as I was willing to come to a place where I let this situation, and I just started assuming the best. And when the thoughts would come was, oh man, when you see that person, maybe there's going to be a little tension because maybe it's not going to be as close a fellowship because of this little mess that happened. When I started letting that go and just putting it aside and stop judging and stop making, believing things that weren't the best about the situation, when I stopped doing that, I had peace. I started looking more forward to seeing that brother again. And I actually had hope that in this situation, like, what a joy it would be to find out that they did also assume the best about me and not come to wrong conclusions. And just, it just filled my heart with encouragement. And now I'm actually looking forward to seeing the brother. And I just think that that can multiply in our lives. That blessing can multiply in our lives if we're caught on guard against this judging that the enemy wants to bring in. And we're on guard about keeping it out of our homes, raising our children. Because I can tell you, this is something that if we're not on guard against it, it can get into our children's hearts. They too can be raised with the same judgmental, looking down on others, just that little bit of backbiting and tearing down. It gets into the heart, and it is hard to dislodge because the devil is so crafty and so subtle about it. But we have a good Father, and we have the Holy Spirit to help us. And if we ask for His help in this thing, the Holy Spirit will help us uproot and get this out of our lives, that we can be those who are extending mercy, who hope all things, believe all things, and do not judge, and then also can enjoy God's goodness, can enjoy praying to our Heavenly Father, knowing that He gives good gifts to His children, and He wants to have an open channel to give those good gifts into our lives. And I know there's other aspects to this. It's not the only aspect about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, but it is an important one, and I do think they tie together, that being on guard against one, being on guard against judging, can also open up a channel of God's blessing in our lives.